It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It is open enrollment season for tens of millions of Americans who are choosing a health plan through, say, an employer-sponsored program or on the Affordable Care Act federal marketplace. Kaiser Health News warned in a headline this month, look out for health insurance that seems too good to be true. Join in on subsidies, preventative care, premiums going up, your health insurance coverage story, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Adam Van Spankeren is here, Navigator Program Manager for Covering Wisconsin. That's a state-licensed free navigator helping residents enroll in health coverage, marketplace, and Medicaid. Adam, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but we are in the thick of open enrollment season. And, you know, I'm sure you can feel it. And there's a sea of plans out there. There are gold plans and platinum plans and, you know, silver plans, HMO plans. How do we navigate open enrollment?
Yeah, no, that is a huge question to start, really, because that's why this role of mine and my teams exists, federal health insurance navigators, to help people really understand their coverage options, which, as you said, I think I like that, a sea of them. There are hundreds of plans available through the health insurance marketplace, which you'll probably hear me say healthcare.gov a lot more, just so that really gets home for people. First things first is just knowing that open enrollment is on right now, which we've started that. So November 1st through January 15th. But knowing that if you want coverage to start on January 1st, you want to get your coverage, you want to sign up by December 15th. So as always, I want to alert people to that first big deadline of December 15th. Beyond that, you know, there are, like I said, so many plans available on healthcare.gov, and it can be really daunting. But that's why I want to let people know that Covering Wisconsin and our affiliates have navigators who can help people through the process. As you mentioned, our services are free. We not only help people sign up, but we help them understand their coverage options. And, you know, as plans change every single year, we look at those changes and we help people understand what that means for them. What the cost changes look like, what they can expect from their plan for the coming year. People who are doing this on their own, obviously people can and should do this on their own if they feel comfortable doing so. They should be going to healthcare.gov this time of year and checking out those plans and prices that are available to them.
Adam, you know, what are some key questions that we should ask ourselves and keep in mind when considering different health plans?
Yeah, that is a fantastic question. I think people go into appointments either with navigators or into their own health insurance enrollment with some questions in mind. And I would say those are usually good questions. And they include things like, you know, can I see my doctors? You know, which doctors are a network for me? That usually seems to be the number one I hear from consumers. The second falling close behind that is price. You know, can I afford this plan? Is the monthly premium, the monthly amount I have to pay to keep this plan affordable for me? And then you need to know things about your current household situation, you know, and what that means when I say household is typically who am I filing taxes with? Because that's what's going to determine how much savings you get on the marketplace. The marketplace allows you to lower those premiums based on your household size and your income, and you get financial help based on that. So the important thing is to go and actually check out your options and apply to see what you're eligible for. There are other questions, you know, about are my prescriptions covered? I'd say that's another big one that comes up. And then it can get more complicated from there. And that's where I encourage people getting help from a navigator. But
here's how I see it. I view health insurance from three perspectives. Like I look at, okay, the prescriptions that you mentioned I need filled for my family, the preferred doctors or the providers we want to see and that we want to really be in network. And then my third thing is the hospital of choice, the hospital where we would wish to receive treatment. And that's a hospital we put down, by the way, and all the waivers for our kids when they're at camp and all the activities. Yeah. It crosses over into insurance territory. So how do you view those things as you look for coverage?
Yeah, it's a balancing act right? And that's where I think the order that I listed first, the hospital and provider, that's really number one for people. Because like you said, that's where, you know, that's your family center for coverage, right? That's mm-hmm. where I'm going when I'm sick. That's where I'm sending my kid when they're sick. So really, you want to look at the plans in detail. You don't want to, you know, you want to take your time and really look and see, are my providers in network? And then look for the plan that you can afford. And thankfully, there are more options than ever. There's more savings than ever, thanks to things like the American Rescue Plan, that will allow people to afford more coverage options than frankly they ever have before. So we have things, opportunities that have come out of the pandemic as we've responded to it in really positive ways, like the American Rescue Plan.
We're answering your questions on open enrollment, and Adam Van Spankeren is with us, Navigator Program Manager for Covering Wisconsin. You can join in with your open enrollment season questions. What things have tripped you up? What are you changing? 800-642-1234. Adam, in Wisconsin, two programs offer healthcare coverage for low-income children, pregnant people, people with qualifying disabilities. That's Medicaid and Badger Care Plus. What is the distinction? What's the difference between the two types of health insurance?
Sure. Well, thankfully, I will say that Medicaid is a bucket of programs, right? There's actually a lot of programs, but instead of making it more complicated, I can make it less and say that the state has done a really nice job. Wisconsin historically has done a really nice job combining all of our programs and streamlining them to the point where you are doing one application and it's checking you for all of these different programs, whether it's Medicaid or Badger Care Plus, which Badger Care Plus is then divided into Badger Care Plus and CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. So now we have coverage for pregnant women, children, childless adults, all at different income levels. And when it comes to coverage, the income level does represent most of the difference. Mm-hmm. There are other eligibility criteria, especially for disability programs, but really it's if you're financially eligible, if you live here, you should be able to get on Medicaid or Badger Care Plus. Wisconsin, most of what we're talking about with Medicaid is Badger Care Plus.
If your income changes and goes up, will you lose your coverage through one of these programs, or how does that work?
That is a very timely question. Because of the public health emergency that's going on, COVID-19 pandemic, and when I say public health emergency, I mean as declared by the federal government, people have not been going off of Badger Care when their income is decreased. It's actually been frozen to allow people some breathing room to continue using their Badger Care and Medicaid coverage. So it's a really unique time that way. When their income does go up, when they will lose their Badger Care coverage after the public health emergency, they will get a special enrollment period to go into the health insurance marketplace.
Okay. What happens if you move out of state during the year, during your coverage? What happens to your coverage then?
Sure. If you move out of state, and say you're on Medicaid coverage, your Medicaid coverage will end because residency is a requirement of having that coverage. If it's health insurance marketplace coverage, there will be a marketplace there and you will be able to end your coverage here and start a new one with a special enrollment period there.
We're talking with Adam Van Spankeren, a Navigator Program Manager for Covering Wisconsin. Join in with your questions on private health insurance coverage, what you've noticed or experienced with your plan. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The White House said this month the Inflation Reduction Act saves 13 million Americans an average of about $800 a year on health care premiums. And that's by continuing Affordable Care Act premium tax credits that were enacted through pandemic relief packages. Join in on open enrollment season, encountering the HMO, PPO, FSA acronym jargon soup. What's changing? 800-642-1234. Adam Van Spankeren is Navigator Manager with the nonprofit Covering Wisconsin and stays with us. So Adam, you know, high deductible health plans, they're eligible for these health savings accounts. And you put money in these HSAs. How do these accounts work, and how do you ensure that the account is seamless for paying out like medical bill things, that there isn't a lot of red tape?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Health savings accounts, they work by letting you put in money pre-tax, which you can then use towards medical expenses. There isn't too much red tape with them in general. The trick that most people have is making sure that those funds either roll over or have all been used by the end of the year. Typically speaking, they work pretty well with high deductible health plans, but the health insurance costs can be high enough that it's not as worth it to use a health savings account. But that said, they are very useful in those situations where somebody can put enough in there and it reduces their taxable income enough to be useful.
Because sometimes there's that mad dash at the end of the year to make sure you've used up the HSA, because sometimes it doesn't roll over. And so you get, you know, like some emails about, hey, what about contacts, or what about this, you know? Mm-hmm. So yes, that's something definitely to be aware of. Let's take a call now. Georgiana in Milwaukee. Georgiana, go ahead.
Hi, I have a daughter who is going off of my insurance next summer. She has a full-time job, but it's for a nonprofit. She has no benefits. So I'm wondering what you recommend for young people starting off.
Without benefits. Great question. Yes, Adam.
Yep. That is a fantastic question. When adult children hit, age 26 and age off of their parents' insurance, the marketplace is there for them. The health insurance marketplace, healthcare.gov, they are one of the main populations qualifying for a special enrollment period. It's the same as a loss of coverage. And, if she has some income, then she's not going to be eligible for Medicaid, and she'll be able to get into the health insurance marketplace with a tax credit, bring that premium down, and it'd be affordable for her moving forward.
Oh, that's interesting. So that when you do age off of the parents' plan, that is basically open then for you to go to healthcare.gov. It is.
Yep.
Okay. Good to
know.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah. Georgiana, does that help?
So she should just go to that website and look around on there.
Yeah, and if she at all feels, overwhelmed by the process, or even slightly intimidated by the process, I would recommend she call Covering Wisconsin and work with a navigator.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Georgiana. Tara now in Hill Point. Tara, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, is there any options with healthcare.gov when you're in between coverage, like I had started a new job? And COBRA is really, really expensive. So I was just wondering if there's any resources available between the coverage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great question. So COBRA is an interesting one. Depends on if you've elected COBRA or not. Ideally, you get to the health insurance marketplace while you're still in that period where you've chosen or not chosen to take COBRA yet. Or you could come in during open enrollment, like right now, and get into the health insurance marketplace. Typically, the marketplace will have more affordable options than that full-priced COBRA coverage for you. So you can go to the marketplace while you're in that transitional period between the two jobs, between the two coverages. And then once you start a new job with new benefits, you could end your marketplace coverage and start fresh with that new plan. But yeah, you do need to be careful when deciding whether or not to elect COBRA, because it could, once you're in it, it could make you ineligible for tax credits for a while until open enrollment.
Tara, have you elected for COBRA? Do you know?
I did not. It was very, very expensive for the coverage, and I just figured it was it wasn't worth the cost, I guess, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Expensive. And COBRA being full price health insurance is not typically cheap unless, the employer is still paying some part of it. So definitely go to the health insurance marketplace and get, you can find a plan for that transitional period between jobs.
Tara, thanks for the call. Daniel now in Madison. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. So I have one of these health savings accounts with a bank called Optimum Bank. I don't know if I can say their name on there. And they mailed me a debit card. I tried to use the debit card at the hospital to pay for out-of-pocket expenses. The card was declined. I tried to reach out to the bank, and it would be like, let's put it on hold. Let's to the next person, to the next person. It takes forever until the call just drops. So that's just my difficulty with this health savings account that I had.
Oh, Daniel, I'm sorry about that. Adam, what would you suggest?
So that's disheartening. And you know, not, unfortunately, you know, it's something that we see in red tape, administrative barriers like that, where people get sent down phone trees. I would suggest, you know, not giving up, first of all, continuing to work with the bank, but also work with the provider, work with the hospital where you're trying to get services, and see what they suggest, because they will have encountered this issue before. They will have worked with banks that have been difficult and people who've been managing health savings accounts before. So work with your provider as well as your bank.
And so how do you work with your hospital? What is that like? Who should you be calling?
Yeah, that's a great question. Usually there are member advocates of some kind. They often have different names. They might be called navigators, not the same kind of navigator that a Covering Wisconsin health insurance navigator is, but patient navigators or benefits counselors or member advocates. Oftentimes, you know, if you're insured, you could start with member services, and the first point of contact will be able to help you escalate your the issue through the ranks until you get the right person you need to talk to.
Adam Van Spankeren with us, navigator manager with the nonprofit called Covering Wisconsin. Join in on open enrollment season. Your questions at 800-642-1234. Adam, what are the top line changes to Affordable Care Act health insurance this season? What should people be aware of?
Sure. I'm always pleased to report when there aren't too many changes, because it's working, right? That's always good. But there are some really cool ones and good ones with, you know, not a lot of time. The one that's really exciting is the family glitch. Basically, people who had job-based coverage offered to them that wasn't affordable for their families weren't able to get help from the marketplace. And now that has changed. So people who, if their coverage is offered through their job and it's affordable for them, but not their families can now get coverage through the marketplace. And that is very, very exciting. We've been waiting like 10 years for that fix.
Wow. So, you know, it's confusing with the acronyms, and especially with the difference between an HMO plan and a PPO plan. Can you kind of just break down the difference there between an HMO and a PPO?
Sure. An HMO is a health maintenance organization. It's most of your plans. When you're thinking health insurance, you're mostly thinking an HMO as a, you know, a network of providers, network of hospitals, clinics that you're going to where you can be confident that you're seeing the providers that are in network for you. A PPO tends to be a little bit broader and has more providers in it across a larger spectrum. But it can be across state lines, typically more than an HMO will be, but they tend to be a little bit more expensive, and you do need to be careful and make sure that the providers you're seeing are in network. In both cases, you want to be really aware of your in-network versus out-of-network providers. And for the average person, I would say that the difference, once they start using their health insurance for the year, it becomes moot.
Just some follow-up here on the federal No Surprises Act that went into effect this year. The law partly aiming to protect patients from these unexpected medical bills due to emergency services. Some patients are still getting these unexpected medical bills. What can people do to avoid surprises?
Yeah, you know, balance billing still happens. And, you know, with the No Surprises Act, you're talking about these bills, these especially unexpected ones, come from either emergency room care or non-emergency care, where you're seeing a provider that isn't in network. So kind of like what I was just saying, you can do everything in your power to be aware of what providers you're seeing. You know, are they in network? It may seem disruptive to an appointment to ask questions like that if you're going, you know, you're worried about your health first, right? You're not trying to worry about all the barriers to payment and things like that. But if you just be aware that these things do happen and talk very closely, member services, billing department, like really feel comfortable interacting with your health plan to make sure you understand your bills. And when in doubt, contact a Covering Wisconsin navigator and we'll try to help you make sense of everything.
Adam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Adam Van Spankeren is Navigator Program Manager for Covering Wisconsin. That's a state-licensed free navigator helping residents enroll in health coverage, Marketplace, and Medicaid. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.